Hello, friends. We greet you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we want to endeavor to answer a question that's upon the minds of many people today, even the world over. And that's a question that Job asked of his friends. And Job, a book in the Old Testament of the Bible, one of the oldest books we're told of the entire Bible. And then Job answered and said, I know that it is so of a truth. But how should a man be just with God? Another place, Job asked the same question in chapter 25, verses 4. How then can a man be justified with God? Or how can a man be clean that is born of a woman? So we stand today, as we are born into this life, in this world, a condemned person. Just like a person that has committed a crime, in society, he stands condemned before his fellow man, and therefore he is given a due trial. So today, man, because of his sin, he has been separated from God. And therefore, Jesus Christ came to this world, gave his life for the ransom or for the debt that you and I should have to pay, but Jesus paid that debt for you and I. So how can a man be just with God? How can a man be justified? We're taught in the scriptures, in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Romans, the book of Romans, and chapter 5 and verses 1, the Apostle Paul was writing to some Roman Christians, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How do we receive this peace? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the glory of God. So today, the only way that man can be justified before God is through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And being justified is just the opposite of being condemned. You know, this is a transition that must take place in the life, in the heart of every individual. If you haven't been saved or born again, as we normally state, then you stand condemned before God, not necessarily before society, but before God. And the Bible said if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. So we know that if you listen to the innermost part of your soul, your being, you know that you don't stand justified before your Maker. There's something lacking. There is something empty in your life. And you must come to the conclusion today that you are a sinner. That is the largest problem, the biggest problem that we have today with mankind, is convincing him that we have all sinned. The Bible said we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. So by nature, you're born in sin. You're born a sinner. David said we go astray from our mother's womb speaking lies. And so today, in order to come back to God, we must be justified, and the only way we can be justified is coming through and by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, there are not many roads today, as some may suppose, to the Lord. There's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. And he said, if you try to climb up some other way, you're a thief and a robber. So if you're trying to get to God other than through and by Jesus Christ, some depend upon their good works. Some depend upon living a good life. Others depend on church membership. And others think, well, I'm as good as the next person, and why should I be saved? And so there is only one way to God today. And of course, God is the Creator. God is the one, my friend, that created the heavens and the earth. God is the one that breathed into Adam's nostrils, and he became a living soul. And therefore, you have a soul today, and the choice is yours. Now, you see, God stands at the door and knocks. God is the one that condemns you and speaks to you in the form of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, you're the one that must let God in. So you've got to understand today that man cannot save himself. The Bible said it's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy that he saved us. So many people today think, well, if I can do something good, if I can do something great, or if I live a good moral and a just life, then that should be sufficient. If there is a heaven, if there is a hereafter, then that should be sufficient to take me or let me into this place that is called heaven, or a place of rest after death. But you see, salvation is by the grace of God. Now, many people do not understand grace. Grace is a free gift. There's nothing you can do on your part to merit salvation. You see, because the maimed, the handicapped, the blind, or the crippled are those that would not be able to work, then they would be left out. So God has a simple plan whereby that all men of all races, of all kindred, of all kind of conditions today, they're able to come to God through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then after we become a saved individual, we are born again, then we have access unto God by faith, and then we glory in this because we have a relationship. It has been established with God. We're no more condemned. We are no more walking in darkness, but we have the light of Jesus shining into our heart, and He walks with us. He talks with us. He lets us know that we are not alone. So you cannot save yourself. You must realize the consequences of the sin or the unbelief. The wages of sin is death in Romans 6 and verses 23. So we are already condemned. We're not going to be condemned in the future, but we have already been condemned because we have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The Bible teaches us that Jesus came unto His own, that His own nationality, His own race, and His own received Him not, but as many as did receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. And so today you can be justified. No doubt, like Job, you're wondering, how can a man be just before his maker? How can a man know that he's going to heaven? My dear friend, not by your own works, not by your own merits, not anything upon your part that you can do. In fact, we have an instance in the Bible, the New Testament, Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 through 14. It tells about, here is a parable, that there were certain people trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. My dear friend, you cannot feel righteous within yourself. There is no righteousness. There's no goodness in man because he's a sinner. We're just of the dust, and there's nothing good about us. We go astray from our mother's womb speaking lies. So says the psalmist David. And here's a man that went down to the temple to pray. He was a Pharisee. A Pharisee is a person that was self-righteous. He trusted in himself that he was a good person. And then there was a publican. A publican was a tax collector, and certainly he was not very well respected in his community. But nevertheless, the Bible said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus himself, and he began to boast and said, God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. And he boasted about his fasting and paying his tithes and things of this nature. But my dear friend, this man, he was a conceited individual, and therefore God does not look upon pride or conceit, but God rather frowns upon it. Here's a publican in Luke chapter 18 and verses 13. He was standing afar off. Remember that the setting of this situation was people, these two men were assembled in the temple. They went there to pray. And the publican, he was standing afar off. He didn't feel worthy to lift up his eyes to heaven, but he smote across his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Only a very simple prayer, a very short prayer. But the Bible says, I tell you that this man, the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. This man was willing to humble himself. He was really willing to acknowledge the fact he was a sinner, had a need of God, and he prayed to his Father in heaven and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Bible said he went down to his house justified rather than the other man. He did not get baptized. He was not admitted into the church. But my friend, he got justified. And the Bible said in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have what? We have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when a man becomes justified, immediately he is not condemned any longer, but he has the peace of God that is shed abroad in his heart. And so the condition today is very simple. The Bible said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And then, through and by repentance toward God in faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is found in the book of Acts chapter 20 and verses 21. That's what the instruction is today for you to be saved and everyone else. And in Luke chapter 13 and verses 3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So you've got to turn to God feeling sorry for your sins, that you are a sinner. And therefore, when you come to God like this publican did, you don't necessarily have to smote your breast, but you know there's trouble in your heart. That's why he smote his breast. He didn't understand this conviction and condemnation that he had. And so the evidence is that we have the love of God, we have peace in our heart, we love Jesus Christ, we love the good things of life, and then we're able to be sustained through and by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want to be justified today before God? You can. It is simple. All you must do is turn to him in simple faith today, wherever you are, whatever condition you're in now. You can turn to him, and the Bible said, "Whosoever confesses me before men," he said, "I'll confess him before my Father which is in heaven." Would you bow in a moment of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, realizing and acknowledging the fact that he is our Savior, that he saved us, he saved me, he saved others, and he'll save that person that's listening to me today. And dear God, I pray to you in Jesus' name, the Savior of the world, that Father, you'd save that person today that would call upon you. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you, dear friend. I trust whoever you are, wherever you are listening to our voice today, if you would write to us, we'd be glad to communicate with you and help you in your walk with the Lord, help you that you may find Jesus Christ precious to your soul. May God bless you is our prayer.